This is Ted Kennedy. The tall ships are saluting the Statue of Liberty, but there's one ship too many. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, there's no more beautiful sight this weekend than the tall ships sailing into New York Harbor to honor the Statue of Liberty. There's one ship, though, that doesn't belong, Bob, the Esmeralda from Chile. A decade ago, when General Pinochet seized power in a military coup, he transformed the Esmeralda into a terror ship where political opponents were imprisoned, beaten, and tortured. Ever since, the Esmeralda has symbolized the repression of the Pinochet regime. The Statue of Liberty will weep at the sight of the Esmeralda, Bob. You and I sponsored a successful bipartisan Senate resolution opposing the visit, but House Republicans voted it down. Now it's up to the sponsors of Liberty Weekend. Let's hope they take the hint and withdraw the misguided invitation to make Chile's torture ship part of America's flotilla for freedom.
Ted, I didn't think even you would try to turn the 4th of July into a partisan issue. I and virtually all the other Republicans in the Senate were happy to join in passing a resolution to keep the Esmeralda out. House Republicans were ready to support that resolution, too. But some irresponsible Democrats in the House took this worthwhile statement of principle and twisted it into a virtual declaration of war on Chile. They changed the wording to force our Coast Guard to intercept the Esmeralda, to keep it out of our waters by force, if necessary. Now, having the Esmeralda there is not my idea of how to celebrate liberty. But sending armed vessels to attack an unarmed tall ship doesn't swell my heart with pride either. Can't we celebrate the 4th as Americans, Ted, and forget for one day that we're Republicans or Democrats? This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted and the Blame America crowd have lost again. Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.